Discipline. Published 17 August 2010. Lately, I've become very interested in the idea of discipline, or self-discipline to be more exact. At its root, everything that makes a man attractive can be traced back to discipline. Over the years, I've seen countless amount of guys complain that only guys who are good-looking get hot girls, or that you have to make a ton of money, or that you have to have an awesome job, or that so-and-so is in a rock band, so that doesn't count. They never take into account the fact that that guy who is good-looking and in amazing shape, he spent the last 8 years in the gym and an hour in the bathroom grooming himself before he goes out. What were you doing? Or the guy who is rich and buys tables at clubs that he worked 80 hours a week for 7 years and busted his ass to make that kind of money. Or the guy in the rock band practiced guitar for 3 hours a day since he was 15. That guy who is so charismatic and natural with women, he's been taking public speaking courses for 6 years and majored in PR in college. That amazing dancer has been studying salsa, merengue, and swing for 12 years. I could go on and on. The point is, with the exception of height, just about any so-called advantage can be and is earned through hard work and dedication. There is nothing that is attractive to women that is not earned. Whether it be a nice six-pack, a sharp sense of humor, or an ability to be boldly aggressive with women, these only happen when a man stops for a second and makes a conscious decision, "I'm going to do this," and then he does it. The men who have a lot of trouble with women and never seem to improve are the ones who have a large separation between saying, "I'm going to do this," and actually doing it. They analyze, strategize, write down goals, consult advisors, and then never actually take action. Men who do improve their ability with women quickly or improve at anything quickly are able to say, "I'm going to do this," and then immediately do it without any separation. No procrastination, no overthinking, they just decide and get it done. That lack of space between deciding and doing is self-discipline. Everything that attracts a woman comes back to it. It's pure action and little pawnification. If you've read about the concepts of masculinity, self-discipline is the epitome of it. What can be more attractive to a woman than a man who immediately acts on his decisions and is completely bound to his word, his goals, and his path? It implies he's dependable, that he's strong-willed, and that he'll inevitably become successful at whatever he does. Self-discipline can be practiced, and it should be. Begin small and work up. Train it like a muscle. Begin with smaller and easier habits, such as waking up early each morning, not eating junk food, or hitting the gym 3 times a week. Then start working it up. Inch by inch, eliminate procrastination and waste from your life. Be consciously aware of the moment you choose to do something and the moment you actually do it. How much space is there in between it? If there's a lot, then how can you ever be successful with women? You choose to approach her and then let hours go by. You're on a date and it's time to kiss her, but it takes you forever to muster up the courage. She wants you to take her home and ravage her, but you're caught in your head and it's days later when you finally realize, "I should have done it then and there." Self-discipline leads to an attractive lifestyle. It also leads to attractive and aggressive behavior around women. It's the root of everything that can be attractive in a man. Edit, but I want to clarify something since a lot of commenters seem to have misunderstood me. I am not saying that discipline equals attraction. I am simply pointing out that with few exceptions, everything that makes you attractive only comes through discipline and work, with a few minor exceptions. I realize you can be disciplined and work hard on things that don't make you attractive. It happens all the time. But the point of the post was because guys often have the mentality that attractive traits just fall out of the sky. They look at guys around them and get jealous, or they even use it as an excuse with themselves. "I just wasn't born a charismatic guy," or "this fashion stuff just doesn't work for me." This is a common tendency and you see it everywhere. Hell, I used to get really frustrated with working out and I even convinced myself that I was genetically incapable of putting on more muscle. It wasn't until I found the discipline to eat well and count calories that I added 15 pounds of it. So anyway, if anything, these posts are a call to embrace the hard work. None of this stuff is free or easy, nor should it be. If you liked this article, then I think you'll like my book Models, a comprehensive guide to attracting women. It's a 360-page brain dump of everything I know about women and attraction based on recent psychological research and my plethora of experiences with women of all cultures. It formulates a model of seduction based on emotions rather than techniques, lines, or games, and emphasizes personal expression over misdirection. You can check out 3 free excerpts here.